tonight on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A good day to you from the 2011 Mayor's Cup at the Alawai Golf Course in Waikiki. This is the busiest municipal golf course in the nation. Joining us this morning, Randy Leong. He's the Director of Enterprise Services for the City and County of Honolulu. R&R Donnelly, LPGA Founders Cup Tournament Director, Chris Garrett. Titleist Director of Player Promotions, Chris Tutton. And Golf Week's Beth Ann Baldry from Navistar LPGA. But first, let's check out the 2011 Mayor's Cup Alawai Golf Course. And we're having a great time. Some 200 competitors just about will be, well, they're filing in all morning long, getting ready for a two-day competition that is the Mayor's Cup. Five flights, the championship flight, the ABC, and senior flight. And with us right now is Randy Leong. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Danielle.
And it's good to have you on the show. This is presented in part by Kioya, Starwood, ICOM, Aloha Pacific, RM Towel Corporation, Dave & Buster's, all these folks making it possible to put together. When was the last time you had Mayor's Cup?
Well, the Mayor's Cup was last held at the Alawai Golf Course in 2005. In 2006, it was canceled. In 2007, the tournament was called the Mayor's Challenge, and 08, 09, and 10, the tournament was on a hiatus. So essentially 5 years, the Mayor's Cup has been absent from the state of Hawaii.
This is so much fun for people to come down to the Alawai because it's an unusual place to have a competition.
Yes, this is the busiest municipal golf course in the nation. So having the ability to play on a Saturday and Sunday in a tournament setting is special.
It's absolutely special. We're going to be joined by Chris Garrett in just a moment. But first, the stars that make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product, Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
I just want to mention before we bring Chris Garrett in that there are 198 competitors, right?
Correct.
Okay. They're playing for some $13,500 in prizes?
That's right. We've got some great sponsors who really stepped up to the plate. Hawaii State Golf Association did their really went out of their way to secure these sponsors from all these companies.
This is great. Okay, and the people who play get 2 days of golf. They get lunch for 2 days.
Right.
They get a party at Dave & Buster's Monday night.
Yeah.
How much did they pay to get in?
$125.
$125.
To get in.
How many people could you technically put into this competition? Could you do more than 196?
Yeah, we could fill 200.
200. It seems like it's a really exclusive party that a whole lot of people don't know about. Because
our field was set at 200, but you know what? I wanted to set the field at 500.
There you go. There you go. I think we should. I think we should go for broke. Okay. Let's bring Chris Garrett in from R.R. Donnelly, LPGA Founders Cup Tournament Director. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Had a great time with you in Phoenix. A wonderful event. The Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Golf Classic was phenomenal. You guys put a really good event together, raising terrific bucks for the scholarship monies. And I was just talking to a young lady who is now a paid intern at the Hawaii State Golf Association. She played on a golf scholarship on the East Coast and got her degree. I mean, I looked at her and said, I want you on the show because I was just at an event raising money for women who take golf to college and get their degrees and work hard, whether they get professional, you know, abilities to move into, like, the LPGA or the Futures Tour or whatever. That doesn't really matter. The idea is to allow women to pursue excellence with the athletic abilities that they have. Now, for the R.R. Donnelly LPGA Founders Cup tournament, I think, do we have some good news from Phoenix?
Well, you know, we're heading in that direction. Obviously, our inaugural event was here in March 2011, and we're doing everything we can right now to make that happen for 2012, and I think that'll be forthcoming here. Obviously, it's kind of a special week on the LPGA Tour this week with the Solheim Cup in Ireland being played. Yeah. And so all the news that'll come from the LPGA this coming week will be about the Solheim Cup, but we're heading in the right direction for it to be back in Phoenix in 2012, and looking forward to making that announcement here shortly.
Okay, and Kari Webb won the inaugural that was played when there was no purse attached to it. Do you think that will change in 2012?
I think it's going to change. I think that last year was a special deal where professional athletes literally played for free and donated their portion of their winnings, their purse, to their favorite charity. And $500,000 went to girls' golf, which of that $500,000, they created about 2,000 more locations across the nation, hired a new executive director, and you know, ultimately we'll see the fruits of those seeds that were planted in 10 and 12 years, and maybe less, but you know, the goal is to promote girls' golf and get girls active in golf so that the LPGA can flourish for many, many years.
Excellent. This is still going to be played at the Wildfire Golf Club, JW Marriott, Phoenix Desert Ridge Resort and Spa?
Correct.
Okay, so the R.R. Donnelly Founders Cup, are we definitely going ahead with it in 2012? And the question is, will there be a purse for the players that will be possibly in the news in the near future?
Yeah, I think when the announcement comes, I think everybody will be happy to see that there's we don't want to go away from the charity component that was so important last year. And so right now, and one of the things that we're waiting on is just to determine what that charity component is and how we just determine that so that it still has the feel of a charity event while the professionals are still playing as a regular event. And so those dynamics are being worked out right now. But I think it's safe to say that the girls' golf will be happy at the end of the day with the donation that'll ultimately go their way, and then the other charity component of it that R.R. Donnelly is committed to. And so it'll be a win-win situation for the players and for charity and for R.R. Donnelly at the end of the day.
Excellent. It was terrific to see the different charities the different players chose to direct their money to. It really gave you an insight into their personality, what their other interests are outside of the world of golf, and it was really terrific. Chris Garrett, thanks so much for joining me on the show, and I'm looking forward to you announcing and hearing the specifics when it's ready to be released.
Well, you'll be among the first to know. I'll make sure of that. I sure appreciate the time, and it was a pleasure to meet you last week. Hopefully we'll get back on your show in the near future.
I want you to be on the show in the near future. That would be fabulous. Thank you so much for being on today. And we're all looking forward to the Solheim Cup. It's
very good. Hope it's great matches.
Yes. Yes, it will be. Well, go USA. Okay. For all my friends in England, I, you know, love it. We'll be back right after this. Aloha, Chris. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're sitting with Randy Leung. Outside of us is this gorgeous Alawai golf course, the busiest municipal golf course. How many rounds are played here? About 200,000 a year. It's an amazing number. Randy Leung is the deputy director of Department of Enterprise Service. I gave him a raise and eliminated the director who's out there playing golf.
I'm the deputy director of Enterprise Service.
You're filling in right now. He can't be the director since he's playing golf. You see, it's one of those moments where you're filling in for him and taking his position. Okay. When you go out to the sponsors and you talk to them, what is the upside for them to be here?
Well, the upside is that they get to provide prizes or bentos or food and beverage for the golfers out here on Oahu. And it is the busiest golf course, municipal course in the world. So the exposure of advertising, the exposure of getting in front of the amateur golfers,
yes.
It's great for them to be out there in the public and raise their awareness. From that standpoint.
Do you have a charity aspect to this too?
Yeah, we are. Actually, we're having a closest to the pin contest on number 5. And golfers are encouraged to donate a minimum of $5, and that donation will go to the Honolulu Zoo Society.
Cool. They're right across the street.
They are right across the street, yeah.
How hard is it for somebody who's visiting in Waikiki to come play here?
Not that hard at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Because everybody talks about how difficult it is to get
available standby times that they can come in on an afternoon. I was here yesterday afternoon at about 1 o'clock and standby was open.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that? It's worth, there's something about Waikiki, even though it's really developed. I mean, we can't pretend like it's not. People still walk up to me while I'm on the Kalakaua and say, where's the beach? Right through that hotel there. Just go through the lobby and you'll find the beach on the other side. But I still find that in Waikiki, in the morning, at the zoo or here at the Alawai, it feels like old Hawaii.
It does.
Doesn't it? It's unlike any other place. You get this sense that you feel the ancientness of it. This is where the monarchy lived. They played here, and even though it was a lot of tarot and the reason it's called Waikiki, by the way, is Wai is water and Kiki is springs. And there were just all these springs and little rivulets coming down from Manoa into the ocean. And they had a thriving agricultural endeavor here. We have Deb Kroll on. She's at the Heard Museum in Phoenix. Now, one of the beauties of traveling and golfing is that you also experience other things, like what I just told you about, the agriculture work here in Waikiki that went on by the Hawaiian people when there weren't a lot of golfers. In fact, there were none at all at the Alawai because you couldn't golf in the spring. Deb, welcome to the show.
Hello, Danielle. It's nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk to you. You are at the Heard Museum, and, tell us in a couple minutes what happens when you've got too much stuff at home that you've been collecting, and you're kind of rich, too.
Yeah, well, you're rich, your house is bursting at the seams, you got way too much stuff for your available room, What do? You open a museum. Back in 1929, that's what Dwight May Hearth did in Phoenix, here at the Hearth Museum, and we've been going strong ever since.
It's an amazing building. I just love going in because, you know, it's very warm there. And walking in under the courtyard, and you could see how the structure was just, the thick walls were put in place so that you could be protected from the sun, get a little bit of shade. The trees are wonderful. Just having lunch, coffee, inside, of course. You can't really sit in the courtyard. Banish that thought from your mind. But we had a wonderful time.
To see that you were there, we couldn't.
Oh, yes. In the spring and the fall, you can, of course. But the summer, no, you want to be indoors. You took us on a fabulous, just the one area that you took us through. Tell us what we saw, just briefly.
Well, I took you and your wonderful partner, Richard, through our permanent exhibit called Home, Native People in the Southwest. And the whole purpose of the exhibit is to show our visitors what home is like for the indigenous peoples here in the Southwest. When you first walk in, you'll see the fence to the front yard to our home. Most people think it's a little white picket fence. Instead, we have this beautiful art fence, which was commissioned for the exhibit, created out of art pottery and art glass. And it's a really cool
intervention. I was completely taken by that. It's amazing. What you find inside the Hearth Museum is a collection of the cultural and working aspects of the American Indian life. And that was the real special time for us to be inside. And the guided tours that people can experience, how often are those available on the weekends, weekdays?
They're available every day that we're open, on the hour from noon to 3. So there's a minimum of 3 that are open to the public. We also have group tours available if you call in advance. The really cool thing about our tours and about our exhibits is that they're not just items in the case. They're put there to tell the story and to through our cases, you're hearing the voices of the Native peoples who actually worked with us in putting these exhibits together to really tell the story about what daily life is like in a tribal community, and you know, all aspects of it. It's really like visiting the tribal community without having to leave downtown Phoenix.
It is, and on our trip to Phoenix, we discovered a lot of interesting places, and we made a number of observations and inquiries. And one of them was about the rail system that's right in front of your museum.
Oh.
And it's just started up. How long ago? 2 years ago? Of course,
2 years ago.
Yeah, we're in the process of putting ours in. And some say in Phoenix that it's exceeding all rider estimates. And what you told us was very interesting, too, that it serves a very good purpose of getting people into really densely populated areas without having to use the car and having to park. You eliminate all that parking space problem. And I thought that was, and of course, we also discovered the Hearth Museum. There are other museums in your same area. What are they?
The closest one is Phoenix Art Museum, which is 4 blocks away. But it doesn't have its own light rail stop, and we do.
Okay.
not to diss them, you know, it's a beautiful museum, and people will like to go there. However, we have our very own light rail stop.
Yes.
You get off, and you're literally at the front gate.
And it's a beautiful. How many American Indian tribes are represented in the Hearth Museum, and what area of America?
Our emphasis, of course, is on the Southwest, with the 22 tribes in Arizona,
22.
The 22 tribes in New Mexico, kind of spilling over a little bit in Utah and Colorado. But we have items from hundreds of tribes throughout the Americas. Also, we have items from, you know, our brothers and sisters in the Hawaiian Islands and other Pacific Islands. You know, I too am a member of a tribe from one of the California tribes. In fact, we have shared a lot of cultural aspects with the Native Hawaiians, because the Native Hawaiians used to come and visit us on the coast, and they are very valued friends of ours.
Isn't that wonderful? I just love it. And where you're talking about how you talk about cultural tourism, you know, about when I come to Phoenix, I almost feel like I'm in Hawaii. And I have the same kind of sharing experiences with your people because I understand the Hawaiian philosophy. They dovetail perfectly. So it feels like home. There is aloha spirit literally living in Phoenix. Deb Hurd, thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, you too, Danielle. Thanks so much for having me. And
Deb
aloha. Prol,
Deb Prol from the...
We meet again.
Yes, from the Hurd Museum. And she comes to Hawaii frequently, comes to Molokai. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency. Across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
A tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Bob Bupka will be joining us. We'll be talking about the FedEx Cup race and the BMW Championship that's underway. And Golf Week's Beth M. Baldry from Navistar LPGA, where a young whippersnapper, some 16-year-old, Alexis Thompson, with her 68 yesterday or 66 the day before, she leads by two at Navistar. Big question, of course, is will she petition to become a member of the LPGA based on her win? You would think, after winning, that you would automatically be given. But no, because she's 16 and she's not a member. So there are lots of questions. Mark Wilson, do you remember him? You know, he won twice on the PGA Tour. Now he shares the lead at the BMW Championship. I find it fascinating how we all try to determine who's going to be the winner in golf. It is never what we expect. And look at Steve Stricker. He had to withdraw from the BMW. Weakness in the arm, that sounds frightening, doesn't it? It turns out that he's had some issues with a disc in his neck, and that's causing, of course, the weakness in his arm. Jack Nicklaus, hey, he thinks Tiger Woods still has a chance to beat his record. Okay, as long as he gets his brain together. You know, you got to have your mind in the right place to play this game. Otherwise, you're sunk. And we're going to, on that note, talk about a bunch of guys who are out here trying to play their game. They've got $13,500 on the line. It's Mayor's Cup, 2011 Mayor's Cup. I want to say the Mayor's Cup, but it's not on the... I was looking at my fact sheet, and it's all nicely done, and it doesn't say the Mayor's Cup.
Well, the Mayor's Cup... Mayor's Cup.
It's all the same. Oh, good. Good.
It's all the same in Hawaii.
Oh, good. Because I want to, it's like the bus. I want the Mayor's Cup. Well, it's just the way we say the in Hawaii. That's all. So the Hawaii State Golf Association has really worked hard to put this all together, bringing Kyoya, Starwood, Aloha Pacific, ACOM, Dave & Buster's, RM Towel Corporation, Pepsi, HT&T, Truck Center, Roger Dunn, Heyman, is that company? It's just Pro-Am Golf. All these people came together to put this, the Mayor's Cup, back together again. How did it start? What's the history of the Mayor's Cup?
Well, the history of the Mayor's Cup, it began with the former mayor, Eileen Anderson, back in 1981, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. And so it has a...
I never thought of Mayor Anderson as being a golfer.
I don't know.
That's cool.
But her administration started the tournament.
That's
awesome. I actually remember playing the tournament when I was in high school.
Really?
So after, once I got into this position at Enterprise Services with the city and county of Honolulu, I said, hey, where's the Mayor's Cup? I got to bring it back.
Good thinking. Because this is important.
So I contacted the guys over at Hawaii State Golf, and I said, hey, can we make this happen?
And good
they
man.
Said, yeah, we can make it happen because we want to bring it back as well.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Chris Tutton, is that you standing by?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're a bit early, but I'm so excited because you have managed. Chris Tutton is a very important person in your life, golfer person. You may not know this, but he works with the professional golfers, and they come up with all of these fabulous clubs that you then want to go out and buy because they're going to fix your game, okay? Now, I've always kind of been a little skeptical of the latest and greatest, but after listening to Chris Tutton, you know, he completely changed my view of how you go about understanding what a driver can do for your game. You have, with your video that I watched, your explanation of the 910D3 and the 910D2.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like I've just become a devotee of Titleist drivers.
Well,
we're talking about the 910D3 and the 910D2. When you talked about the player who's looking for a little flatter trajectory,
The D3 is going to be the driver for a player that's looking for a little flatter trajectory, and the D2 is going to give the player a little bit higher ball flight. And we have tour players playing both products on the PGA Tour from all kinds of different lofts as well. So the adjustability option that's offered in these drivers is something that's fairly new in the golf industry, and it's made my life easier and the golf pro in general much easier as well. And it only benefits the consumer in the long run.
It certainly does. You started with Cobra and then went into the director of player promotions at Titleist position?
That's correct.
Yeah. When you work with the players, who are they really willing to share their secrets about how to best make their golf, their game, and their clubs work together?
Sure. Their secrets are what makes them money, and I'm the guy that puts the clubs together to on Sunday when he's got to hit a drive down the last fairway. He's got a one-shot lead. He knows he's got a club in his hands that's going to do that. So he'll share whatever secrets he's got to do to help them get to the top.
Yeah. All right. So if I normally launch the ball kind of high and I would like to get that flatter trajectory, the more bores to the air, a little lower, I want the 910 D3.
Yeah, that's correct. The D3 is a little bit more pear-shaped driver. It's a little, actually a little bit taller space on it as well. And what we've noticed for players, it gives them a flatter ball flight with a little less spin. And we've got players on the PGA Tour that are just, they're animals these days. They pound the ball. They're guys like Gary Woodland, Kyle Stanley, Nick Watney. These guys are looking for anything they can do in some parts of their games to keep the ball down because they have so much speed, and the D3 drivers work for quite a few players like that.
So that's like Adam Scott uses it, and Steve Stricker, Webb Simpson, Nick Watney, as you mentioned, Robert Carlson?
That's correct. Webb Simpson's using an older model, 909 model, and so is Steve Stricker, but... Adam Scott, Jeff Ogilvie, Scott Stallings, who won this year, Gary Woodland, who won this year, Brendan Steele, who won this year. So we have a variety of players playing both products.
The 909, tell us, the 909, as you introduced it, tell us, is that the one with the adjustable hosel?
No, the 909 is a non-adjustable hosel. It's our previous model. You know, there's a couple of players that are playing that product, and, hey, when a guy like Steve Stricker's making you know, $5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
He feels comfortable with something. we introduce it to him, but we don't push. And, you know, but we also have other players that hop right on it. Jeff Ogilvie was begging for the driver about 2 weeks before it actually came out. He lives in San Diego near our test center. And, you know, he had to actually wait a couple of weeks before we were able to hand it to him before it went on the USGA approval list. So there's all different type of players that you have. And, you know, we're able to work with all of them with our product. So.
Yeah. The adjustable hosel, that's in the available in the 910, D3, and 2?
That's correct. All the 910 models that we have, from our fairways to our hybrids to our drivers, are all adjustable. And the thing that makes our product a little bit different from the others is you're able to adjust lie and loft independent of each other, which if you have a player that's kind of a shorter player whose arms are closer to the ground, that player might need a little flatter lie. And then you have a player that's real tall, he might need a more upright lie. And in the previous model, we had the 909, we would actually bend the hosels on our tour truck to adjust the lie and loft for the players. But now we're able to do it with just a click of a screw. So it's a fantastic piece of technology and makes our job easy and makes our players very happy. So
that's what's important.
It is, very much.
I got to ask you a question before we take a break. I was looking at Yanni Sen's bag, you know, and she's got the Adams driver, the Callaway irons, the TaylorMade putter. You guys are all... Like, are you competing with them, or who do you compete with? I can't imagine you doing that somehow.
Well, what we have full product line players, which play our whole product from, you know, drivers all the way down, and that's who we're putting the majority of our time behind. We have 58 full product line players on the PGA Tour, and that's where our focus is. You know, we're not trying to go out and chase a driver count or anything. We just want to work with our players and help our players win golf tournaments. And this year we've had 15 players win, or 15 events where a Titleist full product line player has won a tournament, which leads the PGA Tour in all categories. So that's where our focus is. We've had success with it, and that's what we're going to continue doing.
Absolutely. The question came to my mind this morning as I was waking up. I thought, I wonder who Chris Tutton competes against. I mean, is he really thinking about the other products out there? Or is he just competing to become the best that he can be with the products that he has? I mean, where do you go?
My job in competition is to be the best rep on the PGA Tour. You know, I come from a competitive golf background and still have that passion to be the best at what I do. And I compete with all the reps out there. But my job, my main focus with my players is to make sure that my full product line players are going to win a golf tournament.
I like that.
Thursday. So.
I like that. I was reading another article about the players. I think it was Ross Fisher. And little things. I mean, stuff that... Well, they're not little things, Danielle. A grip that has been re-gripped exactly the way it was re-gripped, one would think, for the player. The player comes back and says, "This feels just a little bit thicker. It's uncomfortable,"
sure.
Right?
Sure. Well, the molds on the grip can all have a little bit of variation in it. You know, as much as we want to make a product exactly how another product was, every product is a snowflake. They're all a little bit different. So, you know, with the adjustability that we have, we've been able to make the clubs as close as possible. Or, like Ross says, his grip might feel just a little bit different, that's something that you're going to have in an industry standard where things are going to just be a little bit different from grip to grip, shaft to shaft, and so on.
And when they come to you and say, you know what, it feels different, it's not right, you don't say, but we did it just this way.
You cut them off and do them again. this is the PGA Tour. These guys are playing for $1 million every week, and hey, we do whatever they need us to do to make them feel confident and ready to go.
That's fantastic. Chris Tutton, Titleist, you're awesome. Can you stick with us for a couple minutes and wrap it up after this commercial break?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
all right.
Sure,
we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Coming up this morning, Bob Bubka on the FedEx Cup race and the BMW Championship, and Golf Week's Beth Ann Baldry from Navistar LPGA going over to the Solheim Cup. And as I was going through, we've got Chris Tutton. He is at Titleist, and what he does is he's the director of player promotion. So he works completely with the players and their equipment. When are your busiest days during the week?
We're actually on site from, we fly in Sunday. We work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And our busiest day is Tuesday. Most players, they'll be flying in Monday. Tuesday, you're pretty slammed with things. And then Wednesday, there's a pro-am. So we stay on site until about 2 o'clock on Wednesday and then get to the airplane to fly home.
Okay, so Thursday, once everything starts, what if something goes wrong with a club when the competition starts?
Well, if you remember, Rory McIlroy was playing at the PGA Championship and hit his 7-iron. It hit on a root and broke his 7-iron. As soon as that happened, I was on the phone with our R&D department, our tour department, and we had a club in the mail that arrived on site at 7:25 the next morning from California to Atlanta. So as quick as the airplane will get the product there, we'll have it there the next day.
Okay, and so the first couple of days, you're slamming with getting everything. Like somebody, let's say some of these clubs are missing in transit, as happens, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
Well, we have a file of every club we've ever built a player, and I have a database of everything a player's playing each week. So I'll be able to go in there, get their specs, and build it exactly to their specs. And we could probably get a full set of clubs done, irons, woods, wedges, putter, I would imagine about 2.5 hours to be ready to go. Yeah, the longest thing it takes is the irons. They take the longest amount of time. But, you know, if I had a guy that broke a driver, it would be as fast as the glue dried, which would be 35, 40 minutes, they'd be ready
to go. It's like NASCAR, bringing your broken car into the pits, and they fix everything and put it back on the track. You guys are amazing.
That is the best way to describe it.
Chris Tutton, from Titleist. I just got very excited. Director of Player Promotions, you're awesome. Thanks so much for joining us, and all the best to you and your family.
Thank you. I look forward to being in Hawaii for the first two events of the year.
Oh, great. I'll come and find you.
I will be at Kapalua, and then we'll be at Wailea as well. So
Excellent. Good. I'm going to come over and say thank you so much for giving me the insight into what happens on tour. That's great. You're awesome.
Please do.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're talking now with... isn't that exciting? I mean, I was watching Randy's eyes. Randy Leung is here with me. It's the 2011 Mayor's Cup at the Alawai Golf Course here in Waikiki. This is the busiest municipal golf course in the nation. Yeah, wasn't it something? 2 hours.
To produce a golf set of golf clubs? It takes me longer to cook dinner.
I know. You know, you talk about having it when you somebody, you get them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they can take care of you. That's amazing. And to me, I wanted to ask him. It'll have to wait for another time. I mean, I can just imagine some of the players must want to like go in with them into the truck, you know, and like be pouring. And some guys I hear are really hands on. They actually want to use.
They love to tinker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let you know, I'll do that if you don't mind. And I think that's probably the senior, not senior, but the guys who've been on the tour for a while, been working with their own clubs and playing with them. And
yeah.
There's some guys who like to tinker and some guys who like to have it handed to them. You know, this is all taken care of. Thank you very much. Give me the keys. That's all I need. So when you, how do you get to be one of the 198 guys out here competing? And do you have women competing today?
Yes, women. Actually, I took a look at the list, and I don't think we have women on scheduled to play here.
What's up with that?
I know.
But, let me see this list.
We do have all the top amateurs here. Championship flight is filled with several junior golfers and top amateurs who've won other tournaments around the
Wendell
state.
Kopp is playing.
Yeah.
When doesn't Wendell
yeah,
play?
When yeah, when doesn't he play?
That's great. This is a wonderful event. Raising money for the Honolulu Zoo Society with the competition, what is it, $5?
Yeah, minimum $5, closest to the pin contest on hole number 5.
And what do you win?
Well, good question. Yeah, our presenting sponsor, Kyoya Hotels, is given a prize of a stay at the Sheraton Maui.
Ooh, the Black Rock?
Yeah, resort.
That is so nice. Oh, so that is one of the nicest places.
They're going to be competing for that. And then also, you know, when they get on the putting green,
mm-hmm.
they get a sleeve of balls. And then if they're closest to the pin, they get to stay at the Sheraton
in
Maui.
Yeah.
And then up to four other places after that.
There's other prizes.
Other prizes after that.
Well, great job on Hawaii State Golf Association.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Amazing
job from Hawaii State Golf.
Yeah, I see what you mean by the top players. I mean, we've got Donnie Hopoi.
Right.
Mike
Just Cole. Saw him check in with his dad.
Yeah, and Matt Maus here.
Right.
I featured him in my golf column this month because he won up at Oahu Country Club.
Yeah.
And Paul Kimura is here. Joey Snyder's here. Everybody's here. Tyler Oda. Everybody.
Yeah.
See, if you're anybody, you're here. Sky Inokoshi. Sky amazes me. And he probably doesn't want to hear this. I've been talking about Sky Inokoshi since he was 7 years old.
Oh, really?
Hawaii State
wow.
Junior Golf Association. You know, I mean, certain names hit you, you know.
Yeah.
Sky is an unusual name. So, naturally, I've been following, wondering how. And he's such a good player now. So exciting to see. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll be talking with, I hope next, is Beth Ann Baldry, Golf Week's senior writer, and she's at the Navistar LPGA. She'll tell us, Michelle Wee's not doing that well. You know, her putting is just really suffering. But hopefully, you know, hopefully it'll come together. I just don't think that that long putter, I just don't think it works. I think she needs to go back with Dave Stockton. But that's just me. Do you think about these things, Randy?
Occasionally.
Yeah. No, we had some, I mean, and then there's the question about Alexis Thompson. Do you let her play when she's doing so well at 16? I remember when I was 16, 17, I should have gone straight to UH. I shouldn't have stayed in high school. I just wasted a year, seriously, you know. But some people say, well, no, you have to have the full high school experience, you know, you don't want it to. But sometimes it's not right. It depends on the individual. And she seems to be a real level-headed young girl. And I think Michelle could have handled it, too. But, you know, life plays its way out, and there are parents involved, and that's just the way it goes. But we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection. Locally owned with people you trust.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the bin. That's my kind of golf. Back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Okay, I'm going down the leaderboard here. Looking. Looking. Where did she go? Michelle, where are you? Beth Ann Baldry, Golf Week senior writer. Welcome to the clubhouse.
Oh, thank you. Aloha.
I'm trying to find where Michelle Wee is on the leaderboard. I think she's tied for 36. Shot a 74, 71. Of course, I'm in Hawaii, so I'm going to start with Michelle. What's up with her putting? How's it going?
Well, you know, you kind of have to look back to Canada and they kind of take those putts down the last few holes because we haven't seen anything like it since. I don't know if she needs to get rid of that long putter or what. It's not really doing the trick for, though I've seen her spend a ton of time on the practice green. I don't know if she's going to stick with it for the Solheim or what.
It doesn't seem to. I don't know. That looking at the club, and I've never used one myself, so I'm not speaking from experience, but it just doesn't look like a very comfortable way to maneuver your body around. It's like you're adding another element to make a mistake. There are different things that go on with, there's one arm. When you have one arm involved, there's only one aspect to go wrong. Then you take two arms, and then you've got two angles that you're working with, and then you anchor it to your body. Then you got three things that can go wrong. All these different movements that you can make, you don't even realize that you're moving parts of your stomach. You know, that can throw it all off. I don't understand why she's working with it. Has she talked about it? Why she went with it?
I'm thinking she just thought, why not? You know, because you're just okay. So desperate to try to figure out something that would work. That I, you know, if I recall correctly, I think one of her parents, you know, said something about it, and she was like, you know, why not give it a shot? You know,
got it.
I think it was a spur of the moment decision, and they're trying very, very hard to make it work. Do you think, really, do you really need to work that hard? If it's not working, it's not working.
Yeah, no, really. At some point, you just say, hey, forget this. This isn't the solution. I need to look for something else. And I was just saying before the break that I thought she should go back to the Stocktons because she seemed to be doing really well. But then again, he said that was just kind of a fluke. So putting, it's tough. Let's move on. The lady of the hour is Lexi Thompson, and she's doing amazing things, isn't she?
She is. You know, it's interesting because she's been so up and down this year. You know, she failed to qualify, Monday qualify in Arkansas, and, you know, and then just comes in to Alabama and blisters the field, you know, early week. So, you know, it's great to see, though. You know, the LPGA could use some national headline, you know, buzz going into the Solheim Cup. Even though she's not playing, it would just be great to have, you know, some non-golfers talking about the LPGA going into the Solheim Cup, because then maybe they'll continue to pay attention next week.
Yes. And now we all know that going on Friday, it's such a tease to be in the lead on Friday. She shot a 66 and a 68. How many times by Sunday is that person not even in the equation? I don't like to put a lot of stock in it. We've got Amanda Blumenhurst also playing very well in this event, and she's another wonderful player we'd like to see more of. And, you know, the other person that I'm watching is a young lady who was chosen for the Solheim Cup, and, you know, I just can't find her on the leaderboard. Kind of surprising that she was taken as the captain's pick.
I assume you're referring to Ryan O'Toole, who's probably at the gym right now since she emceed once again.
Yeah.
You know, I think Ryan, she told me, I talked to her a little bit on Tuesday on the range, and she just tried really hard to press after she was picked. I think she felt a lot of pressure, and she was, you know, really trying to make the pick look worthwhile. And Julie Inkster said to me, well, it's not like she picked herself, you know, you can't really blame the girl, you know, but at the same time, you know, she's paired with Yanni and Suzanne, you know, the number one and two players in the world, and in Arkansas, and just, it was a disaster. She didn't beat a player in the field in Canada. You know, that's got to rattle your confidence in a mighty way. And she's got a lot of confidence, probably, you know, way more than the average player on the LPGA. But still, you know, I can't see her. She might not. I don't think she'll sit out the first 2 days, but I don't see her playing on Friday. I mean, I would be surprised. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how Rosie Jones uses her next week and who she pairs her with.
Yeah, but you know what? I kind of understand, in a way. I know that Rosie didn't have anything to say about how the pairing worked this weekend, but it certainly was a perfect experience for her to have to go up against the number one players in the world, the people that she has so much, you know, fight to go up against. She's going to go beat some Euro ass, as they say.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so, I mean, she came out there with, Ryan came out with a whole bunch of attitude, which is great. But what you need to do is then go up against the force that you've got the attitude against. And then you have to feel that force and play it and realize what happens internally. And then have a week to really feel that, to experience it, to kind of let it go across your body, through you, out, you know? I think it was perfect. And for her to then, if she sits out on Friday, that will just fuel her a little bit more. It's all a learning experience, and it could be the best thing that happened to her.
I agree with you. I think the concerning thing, though, is it's happened 3 weeks now. You know, it happened in Canada, it happened in Arkansas, it happened in Alabama, that she not only missed the cut, but missed the cut in a big way.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, I got to think at some point you're starting to feel it. But,
yes.
You know, hopefully she needs somebody, you know, with a lot of experience that she's paired with that can really calm her down and just kind of let her know what to expect and walk her through it next week, because it is going to be unlike anything she's ever seen before. And, you know, if playing with Yanni and Suzanne in front of, you know, a decent crowd at Arkansas earlier in the week was stressful and embarrassing for her at times, she said, imagine what it's going to be like next week.
You mean on a world stage?
On a world stage and in front of, you know, what should be an awesome rowdy crowd, you know? I mean, it should be a really good week next week. So,
yeah,
it's a great experience for her, though.
Yeah, it's so difficult, and it's fun talking about it, you know, and so difficult to live inside the skin. It's like Christina said, you know, I feel awful. She had 9 fewer, or was it 10 fewer putts on the second round than she did on the first, but it was still one shy of being able to make the cut.
You know, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, there's another person who's, you know, she's like, I feel terrible. Ooh. What are you going to do after that experience and going into the Solheim? She's working so hard. Have you talked to her?
You know, I asked her on, I guess it was Wednesday, you know, kind of talk about the state of her game. And she just, you know, she's like, I have a lot of confidence. You know, she's like, seemingly what's going on in her head is a good thing. And the numbers just aren't adding up. It's just not translating. And she seemed, you know, cautiously hopeful. You know, I mean, I think she's trying to convince herself that it's around the corner. She is working hard, but, you know, she has to be. And the reality is, there are a lot of players in the American team that are good right now. So that's why I think you're going to see Stacey Lewis, Christy Kerr, Paula Creamer, Angela Stanford playing a lot of golf because Julie Inkster is trying to find it on the range. Christina Kim is trying to find it. Michelle Wee is trying to find it on the putting green. You know, I mean, and then you've got, you know, the unknowns of Ryan O'Toole and Vicky Hurst. There's just a lot of question marks. I love that Brittany Lynn's come. She's obviously playing great golf. And hopefully we'll be able to handle this experience a lot better than we did when I remember correctly, she was throwing up. She was so nervous before the start of the
Oh, you know what somebody said? They said that they hoped European team won this year because if the Euros didn't win, it wouldn't make the Solheim. It would make the Solheim Cup less important in the long run. If you know, if the American team walks away with a victory, it wouldn't be good for the overall health of the Solheim Cup. So maybe this is somebody's wish come true. Certainly is somebody's wish come true. It always is when there's two sides. Let's go back one more time to Lexi Thompson. And I have to ask you this question because, of course, she's petitioned the LPGA to become a full-time member, even though she's only 16, right? Now, what if she wins?
Well, right now, as it stands, you know, she was accepted, her original petition was accepted to go to Q school. So she blew away the field the first stage. She has two stages remaining, one at the end of September and then one in December. So she will be the youngest player should she make it through all of those stages to compete, you know, full time with her card on the LPGA. But if she were to win this week, she would have to again petition the tour in order to become a member. She would go through the process again. And since Juan has already allowed her to go to Q school, you know, there should seemingly be no reason why he wouldn't say yes to her joining the tour after a win this week, in which case she would also play title holders.
Wow. That's very exciting. And we're way ahead of this. We shouldn't even be talking about this, right?
I wrote about it on Thursday, so I think it's okay.
I know, but I always feel like I'm putting the kibosh on something.
Well, you know, she's still in the lead. So she hasn't blocked off yet, even though I understand Becky Morgan hold out for Eagle on the first hole, and Lexi's still up there.
Are they playing? Because, see, when I look at the leaderboard, it still only has the two scores. Okay. Oh, there they are. Okay, they just refreshed it. Okay, we're playing. And she's three under through seven, and she's increasing her lead.
she is. So that's a good thing for the LPGA, I think.
Yeah. Now, what's the mood with the China stop being canceled with the players?
Right. Well, that was a shaky event from the get-go. So, you know, I don't think too many players were completely shocked by the news. But it's very disappointing for players who were counting on that next opportunity to play and possible paycheck. Because, you know, when you're a rookie out here, you're lucky to get a dozen starts this year. And I can't imagine only getting paid 12 weeks out of the year and that's if you make every cut. I mean, it's been a tough financial year for a lot of players, and I think that really hurt. Well, that obviously really hurt, not having that extra opportunity they were banking on. So a lot of players, their season, you know, if it didn't end yesterday, it ends on Sunday, which is certainly sad. And it's still a very questionable situation. I don't think we'll see China on the schedule in 2012, but it's such a great market that, you know, you got to hope and one would assume that they would get back there eventually.
Well, yes. I mean, China is a fabulous market, and everybody's playing to it. Certainly, Hawaii is looking forward to the China market coming here as visitors. You know, we don't call them tourists; we call them visitors. And but it still is the tourist business, right? And that's what we want. We want the Chinese to come here, discover America, and through Hawaii, which is a perfect destination, we say. And then the Chinese want, of course, to bring tourists there. But they have an interesting problem. They technically don't condone the building of golf courses. So all these building of golf courses being done without permits. So under-the-table sort of building of golf courses, taking away farmland, which the government doesn't want them to do. So when you said it was a shaky event from the get-go, without, and then the LPGA talked about the no permitting that had been done, that's the way the business is being run right now of golf in China. The permitting is not being given by the Chinese government. They're not even permitting golf courses, but they're building golf courses. But for the LPGA to go play an event would be like the government somehow putting the stamp of approval without putting a stamp of approval. And you can't, wow. There are so many different layers. you can't bring a whole bunch of people into China without the Chinese government having to say, oh, yes, as a matter of fact, we let them in. And that must mean that we say they're okay and the whole business is okay. They haven't given their approval to golf yet. Not technically. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. What is your impression of the tour's kind of health going forward into 2012?
Well, you know, there was another player meeting earlier in the week, and Ron, you know, of course, went over the schedule, and, you know, and if everything on the, that was on the schedule, you know, came to fruition, it would be a great 2012. But the reality is there are a lot of question marks, a lot of events, including a potential one in Hawaii towards the start of the year, you know,
is
questionable. So, you know, it's hard to tell whether or not, you know, it's hard to give Juan a report card grade until, you know, he gets all that straightened out. So hopefully, you know, if all he adds for 2012 is Canada, which, you know, was announced earlier in the year, that's, to me, you know, a failed year.
Yes. Well, you're right, because with the China thing falling out and the Canada thing going in, then all you have is a wash. It's the same, the number. It hasn't changed.
In Morelia, you know, still question mark, and that's, you know, it's, you know, in Juan's defense, China completely out of his control, Morelia completely out of his control, but domestically in his control, and he hasn't added anything yet. So, and just, you know, if a couple events on the schedule, you know, move around from, you know, the South to Chicago, or, you know, move out of California, that doesn't count either. You just shifted regions.
Yeah. You're right. And the thing about Hawaii would be absolutely awesome. And I'm so glad it's on the burner. You know, we're dying to have an event here. Then you can come here and I can actually meet you in person.
You have no idea how much I miss having Hawaii on the schedule.
Oh, I think I do.
Yes, as you would.
Yes. Are you off to the Solheim?
I am. I fly out Monday evening, so I am very much looking forward to it. It's always fun overseas.
Yes, I bet. And you've been to, how many times have you been to Scotland this year in Ireland?
Well, I've only went to Scotland once earlier this year, but I've been, I guess that was the third time I've been to Scotland. But this is my first trip to Ireland, so I'm excited. I haven't been there before, so looking forward to all the green. I just hope the rain doesn't get us every day.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be fabulous, even if it does rain. I mean, hey, it's Ireland. I hear it's wonderful.
True.
Beth Ann Baldry, Golf Week senior writer, thanks so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure talking with you. Love laughing with you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back after this. Bob Bubka is going to join us, talk about the FedEx race. And, of course, we're at the 2011 Mayor's Cup at the Alawai Golf Course. We're playing for $13,500. Hey, hey, hey. My name's Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. We're at the Alawai Golf Course, and Bob Bubka is joining us. And we also have Ron Castillo Jr. on the show with us. I just have to mention to you guys, did you realize the Alawai Golf Course began as a single hole back in 1923? It was a salmon can set in the ground at the Territorial Fairgrounds. That's the way golf should be played, you know, salmon can. Welcome to the show, Bob Bubka. World Golf.
How are you, Danielle?
Excellent. Fabulous. You're back from Phoenix, and good to be in Hawaii. Thank you. Had a great time in Phoenix, too. And Ron Castillo?
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. At Puakea, we're having the Mayor's Cup here, but on Kauai, it's the Amateur Cup that's coming up at Puakea. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, you know, we're at Puakea next weekend. We're hosting the first inaugural Kauai Amateur. So it's about time that maybe Kauai have its own amateur event to crown the best amateur of Kauai. And we're going to have a ladies division and a ladies senior and a men's senior division as well. So it's going to be pretty exciting. And it's all next weekend. There's still some room, if people on Kauai can hear me, to come and sign up and play in our tournament.
Well, they can. If they're listening to 99.9 FM right now, they're listening to you. And you've got three flights, women's. You have the women's senior, too?
Correct.
Oh, cool. And men's senior and men's?
That's exactly right.
All right. And you have some positions open to be filled in which of those divisions?
In all those divisions, we still have some room for people to play our tournament. It's a two-day tournament next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Each round will be an 8 o'clock shotgun, so everybody will. The plan is everybody play the first day. And then as I put the scores up, we're having some beer and some poo-poos and watch how your friends score. And then we'll have a little luncheon afterwards on Sunday for the final round. So we're all going to finish the same time. So it's more of a party than it is actually a tournament, but we are going to crown a new Kauai amateur champion.
Oh, I like it. Now, see, that's the way a golf tournament, like this one hole with a salmon can at the Alawai, that's how golf tournaments should be put, probably, you know, it should be the parties where a golf tournament broke out.
I think I played that week in that salmon can.
Back in 1923, huh?
Oh, I'm sure getting old. I won't be long. I'll be playing in the senior division.
Yeah, I know. We all will be.
Okay.
Oh, Ron Castillo. So how much does it cost to get in?
So it's $100 for the weekend. That includes the prizes, the golf, and, of course, the food. So, you know, $50 a round is what we normally get from our locals. So you'd play 2 days in a row and have a tournament.
And you have a tournament, and you get poo-poos, and you, and you have a good time. Absolutely.
Right.
And what is the handicap limit?
Well, there isn't really a handicap limit, so come on out and play. And I think it's really neat because not a lot of times there's an amateur senior division and then an amateur senior ladies division. There's not enough events like that across the state, not alone just Kauai. So I think it's going to be very popular. And again, this is going to be our inaugural event. I could see this first of many Kauai amateurs we'll be hosting here at Pu'akea.
Excellent. Ron Castillo, thanks for joining us on the show. I'll have to put this on Facebook, and you can post it on my golf club fan page.
I'll get some pictures for you when that.
Would you please? And I can put it in the column. That's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Danielle, and okay. Have a good weekend. Aloha.
You too. Aloha. That's the first annual Kauai Amateur on Kauai, and it's for senior men, senior women. Men and women all playing, and there's really no handicap. You know, it's all fun. It's going to be like a golf tournament within a party, and that's the best kind. It's kind of like this one here, the Mayor's Cup. We're kind of having a party for 2 days. There's a golf course that's all yours. I mean, how often do you get to play the Alawai golf course and pretty much have it to yourself? Bob Bupka is joining us. He is coming in to tell us what is going on with all the players in the FedEx Cup. What, race? The race for $10 million. How many guys get to play next weekend?
Well, after tomorrow, we're going to cut down to the low 30. We have 70 here at Cog Hill as we speak. But one quick note, I always was trying to figure out the difference between golf in, the continental United States and golf in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Now, thanks to Ron, I finally figured it out. Here in the United States, we have poo-poos out on the golf course. In Hawaii, you get them as part of the celebration after you finish your round.
Only Bob would come up with. You've even got Randy Leong laughing over here. He's the deputy director of enterprise services, and we're playing this fabulous event here at the Alawai golf course. We've got this is the state's busiest golf course, the one of the most heavily played in the world. Started very humbly with a salmon can, 1923. Most golf courses are planned from scratch. The Alawai began as a single hole, a simple salmon can placed in the ground at the territorial fairgrounds. The sports columnist Monte Ito recalled that it was Sam Yap and Babe Carter who started the Alawai Lynx by burying that salmon can for a one-hole course. In 1924, the prisoners helped build three more holes, and the Territorial Fairgrounds golf course opened to the public. A round cost 25 cents. All this was before the Alawai Canal was even finished in 1928.
How about that? 25 cents.
25 cents.
For nine holes.
It was four holes. Excuse me. You had to do the four twice and then one to be able to play nine holes. We're having way too much fun here. So, Bob, now that you've pointed out that we have poo-poos in our restaurants and not only out on the golf course we're looking at the leaderboard here. Justin Rose and Bill Haas and Jeff Ogilvie, they're out playing. Justin Rose. Justin, where did he come from?
Well, he won twice last year, two big events. He won Tiger's Tournament, the AT&T, and he won Jack's tournament. He has what it takes. I mean, he's
yes.
a remarkable story.
Yes.
I remember going back to 1998 when he played in the British Open, and everybody remembers him for his second shot on the 18th hole, which he holed out and to finish in the top five, and then immediately turned pro and played 22 events before he ever made a cut. But he had perseverance, and he's a real good guy, and he's playing some great golf right now. The interesting thing, Danielle, is Bill Haas, and I say interesting because if he were to win here this week, we're right on the cusp of Fred Couples making his captain selections to play on the Ryder Cup. He's already picked Tiger Woods. That leaves him with one player left, and Bill Haas, Jay Haas, is the assistant captain. He's the dad of Bill Haas, and I think it'd be all kinds of pressure on Fred Couples to take Bill Haas if he were to win here this week.
Well, but wait a minute. But what about Keegan Bradley? Keegan's won a major.
I know. That's the thing. But Keegan, unfortunately, you know, you can say it's good or a bad thing. He's only had 1 year to accumulate points, so he's about 20th. But that's a little distorted because all the other players had 2 years. It's a two-year process. But Keegan Bradley went on the tour last year, and there's lots of people that are saying Keegan Bradley should be on the team. There are others that are saying Brent Snedeker should be on the team. It's not going to be easy for Fred, especially in light of the fact that he went with Tiger so early, which takes a lot of the suspense out of the situation.
You know, but it's interesting, though, because would we be talking about the President's Cup at all if it weren't for all of this player intrigue?
That's a great point, Danielle. I mean, you know, the event is going to come at the third week in November. There's going to be a terrific time difference between Down Under and, you know, the United States, so it's going to be difficult TV-wise. But it's, you know, the PGA Tour is trying to make this a big event. I can tell you this much, having been to a President's Cup already in Melbourne, Australia, it is going to be a big deal down there. I mean, the people of Australia, you think the people of Hawaii love their golf? Well, I have to say, I think that the people of Australia probably love their golf just as much as the people of Hawaii. It's a tremendously sporting nation, Australia, to begin with, and they love their golf.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, I was thinking about that because you're going to be going to the President's Cup, you lucky guy. And if I wanted to have you on the show, you'd have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, probably on Friday. I mean, I do a lot of shows down to Australia now, and I'm doing them on Sunday, and it's already Monday down there. And I always ask, whenever I'm speaking a day ahead, I feel obligated to take advantage of the fact that they know stuff that I don't know, since they're already into Monday and I'm way back in Sunday. I ask one simple question: is my name in the obituary? And if they say no, I know I got one more day.
Hey, and that's all we can ask for, right? It's like one more shot.
Hey, one day is enough if you do it right.
That's absolutely correct. That's the big if, though, isn't it? Now, tell me, what do you think, who's going to win the FedEx Cup, the $10 million?
Boy, you know, right now you'd be hard-pressed to pick anybody but Webb Simpson. He's just on fire. Although, you know, Mark Wilson won twice. He won over in Hawaii to get the year started.
Yeah.
Then he won again down in Phoenix. He's been kind of quiet lately, but he's a tough competitor. You know, the way it works is anybody, only 30 players are going down to Eastlake, you know, where Bobby Jones got his start, and it's quite a place down there. The whole area has been revitalized. There's a fellow by the name of Cousins down there that the neighborhood was very run down, and they've spruced that all up, new houses, new schools, another golf course. It's really a tribute. He's actually distributed his game plan to other cities around the country if they want to follow. But the way it works, 30 players go to East Lake, Danielle. And if you're in the top five when you get to East Lake and you win at East Lake, you win the $10 million. So everybody first fights to get in the top 30 so that they can get there. But they really hope to be in the top five because then, you know, their destiny is in their hands. Anybody in the top five, victorious at East Lake, ka-ching, $10 million.
Wow. Okay. Now, if Webb Simpson, if he wins this week, and he's, you know, it's not that out of the question because he's at the top of the leaderboard. I think he's third right now. If he wins, doesn't he break Tiger Woods' record of winning the most week in, week out, 5 weeks in a row? What is it?
This be his third one. I think you've been celebrating at that party a little too much already, Danielle. You know, you got responsibilities to your listeners to do your golf show. You can party after we get off the air.
Okay, then I got something. I was looking at something, and it gave me the impression that he was going to break somebody's record, a Tiger Woods record. I'm not sure what I was reading. It must have been in my dreams, right?
Yeah.
All right.
When you wake up, call me and tell me what it is. I'll be the first to break it in the United States.
Thank you. Okay, we are the United States, okay? We're the 50th.
I know.
Webb Simpson right now, okay, he's 5,711 points. Is that the projected total or the official total? No, 4,711. That's the official total. And Dustin Johnson, 3,814. Then comes Justin Rose, 1,248. Matt Kuchar, 3,124. So we've got Matt Kuchar right behind Dustin Johnson. I'm trying to see how they're putting this on the PGA Tour website. I'm reading off their website the different players and the different position they are in right now, if it were to end right now, which I find always terribly confusing, the projections. Why is it so important to put these projections on a website? How is Bubba Watson performing?
Well, he's not playing well this week. Just one of those bad weeks for Bubba. You would think that he would play well. This is a real long golf course, over 7,600 yards. Redesigned by Reese Jones. The Jemsek family owns. This is a public golf facility. Cock Hill is. They have four different golf courses there. And the Jemseks really want to get a U.S. Open. So they spent $25 million in the redo with Reese Jones to try and bring their golf course up to standards that would qualify for a USGA to come to the Midwest and have a U.S. Open there. Nothing definitive yet, but they're still hoping that sometime soon, and it won't be before 2018 because they're all committed already, but maybe 2019, 2020, which I certainly can almost guarantee I'll have probably the best seat in the house because I'll be looking down at the golf from where I'll be in 2020, but that's okay too.
Well, okay. I hope you find that best seat in the house, and I hope they get what they want. That would be terrific, all the investments they've made. How about Jim Furyk winning the FedEx Cup?
Well, he did it last year. He actually was 11th going down to East Lake last year, but nobody in the top five won, obviously, so he was able to do it. It's a lot harder if you're outside the top five because you need help from the other players. If you're in the top five, all you have to do is win, and as far as I know, he's the only one that has experience on the planet making a 3-foot putt worth $10 million. So he's been there, done that. I don't know if it's a big deal if you have $10 million, if you get another $10.
Okay, and Sergio Garcia, fascinating to watch this week, breaking the club, then having the bogeys and the birdies and the eagle, and he was an interesting character to see out there, Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, you're right again, Danielle. Emotionally, he's just not as steady as he has to be. I mean, I'm sure that he just keeps remembering back to how close he was, and everybody anointed him a world beater. He's going to win a ton of majors, and he hasn't even sniffed one yet. So it's not easy for him.
No, it's not, and he shouldn't. But he shouldn't be beating up tee boxes. That's all I have to say about that. You know, breaking your club is one thing, but beating up tee boxes and breaking them—that's a whole other thing. Bob Bupka, thanks so much for being on the show.
I love it. I'm going to go have a poo poo.
Go have a poo poo. Have one on us. Do have a beer with that, though. You know, they don't taste the same unless you have a beer with your poo poo. Okay.
All right. Good advice. Take care, love.
Aloha. We're going to wrap up the show. Musubi, is that what you're suggesting? Have a musubi with his beer and his poo-poos? No. Yeah, I want to bring the steak strips back and the real French fries. When they used to, in the local bars, the taverns, you could go in and the poo-poos that they would present to you on the bar would be something like steak that was just taken off the grill, sliced to perfection, and the steak fries were real potatoes. Why is that? You're making
me hungry, Danielle.
And you're way too young to remember that. That was in the days when poo-poos, and that didn't cost you anything. they were free. You know, they would serve steak.
Time to change.
No, really? You know, it's just not the same. These poor kids that are coming up these days, they have to pay for everything, and they are going to have to raise. We have put something like $2 million away in their retirement funds for them to have the standard of living they've become accustomed to. So let's wrap up the show. We're at the 2011 Mayor's Cup, and obviously it's a party. Okay, we're having a great time here, and we want you to sign up for next year.
Absolutely, Danielle. We're going to bring this tournament back to the John Q. Public again.
John Q. Public. Yes, we are.
You know, Mayor Peter Carlisle has given his blessing for this year, and he will give it his blessing next year as well. So the field is at close to capacity, almost at 200 golfers. We're going to bring it back next year.
Fantastic. Okay, there's 198 competitors, and we don't have any women. Don't understand. Come on, ladies. Next year, we need to have some women. We've got a championship, A, B, C, and senior flights. You, $125?
Yeah, $125 gets you two rounds of golf.
2 days? Yeah.
Two lunches each day.
Okay.
And a banquet on the
Dave & Buster's. Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night. So you're going to have a whole lot of fun. Now, $13,500 in prizes.
That's correct.
Okay.
Our presenting sponsors, Kilia Hotels and Resorts.
And Starwood, they're in there, and so is ACOM and Dave & Buster's and RM Towel Corporation. And let's get down to some of the sponsors that, you know, the silver sponsors, the Volvo Rents and the Ward Centers, Royal Hawaiian Center and Diamond Parking Service and Roll Offs Hawaii and Pacific Power Products Company and Paradise Beverages, Sam O. Hirota Engineering, Pro-Am Golf, Tan Man Association, Service Systems Associates, Roger Dunn, B. Heyman, AT&T Truck Center, and PepsiCo. Thank you all for...
Yeah, and Bowers and Kubota Consulting and Management Company.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, because they're not on my list. Thank you very much. Again, the Alawai Golf Course started in 1923. One hole, just a salmon can kind of set into the ground, and then it became four holes in 1928. The Alawai Golf Course opened its original nine holes, they added another one, right? September 13, 1931, 80 years ago this week.
80 years ago, can
okay.
you imagine that?
Uh-huh, and on this same day, Thalia Massey, the daughter of the wealthy and politically powerful Washington, D.C. couple, claimed to have been raped near the Alawai Inn, close to where the Hilton Hawaiian Village is today. Interesting. I didn't know that. The second nine holes opened July 10th, 1937. The clubhouse followed in 1948. In 1960, the jurisdiction was turned over to the City and County Parks and Recreation Department, although the state owns the land. Now, that's an interesting hole. 400 rounds are played every day. Thank you so much for sitting in with us all morning long.
Oh, great to be here, Daniel.
It's great having you. We'll do it again next year.
Aloha.
Thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones, bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship, Poipu Bay Golf Course, and they've got tee times available for you this morning if you'd like to play at 10:30 or 1:20. Western Vascular Society and Vela Cajillo, may you all hit the sweet spot every day. They're going out to play. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, one of our sponsors. Sheet metal, when you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters. It's Alakai Mechanical, continuing the Nike golf ball giveaway next weekend. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, for your concert or your special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.